Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Tom. I am known as Habu Tom, the American Fundamentalist. Tonight we're going to talk about the communist takeover of the United States, which no one will admit. It is really sad. Jimmy from Brooklyn says we lost our country a long time ago, and Jimmy has been studying communism since he was a little boy. And Jimmy used to go to all communist party clinics and classes, and he has probably a complete apartment full of documents in a communist writing on communist paper stating the goal is the overthrow of the United States government. Unfortunately for us, we were trained to think that when the wall fell, that communism died. But like the saying goes, a leopard never changes its spots. Communism is alive and well. And if you Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party written into the congressional record, you will see that some of the goals are today obsolete, but all of the goals have been accomplished. And one of the major goals that always haunts me is seize one party or both parties. I believe the Democrat Party today is the Communist Party, and I believe that the Rhino Party are communists in training. And there's only one party in America, so when all of the lackeys accuse Donald Trump of starting a third party, I say he's not starting a third party, he's starting a second party, because there is no second party. And the only difference between a Democrat and a Rhino is the Rhino lies a little bit better. So listening to Mark Levin on the way up to Garden State tonight, and he is telling us how bad the Democrat Party is and how they've completely fooled the entire black community, along with many of us all, inclusive white suckers. Yeah, he is reminding us that the Democrat Party was the party of Jim Crow, was the party of slavery, was the party of the Ku Klux Klan, which accidentally the KKK stands for Coons, Kikes, and Catholics, in case you didn't know what it meant, was the party of segregation, was the party of lynchings. But you know what? That's past history. And I got to tell you, it is sad that the communists have convinced us that the Confederate flag is the symbol of slavery. The Confederate flag is the symbol of six states, was it, that seceded from the Union? And they seceded for states' rights. Yes, they were slave states, but you want to know how soon we tried to get rid of slave states? It wasn't in the 1900s. It wasn't in 1865. It was in 1781 when John Jay wrote into law that no territory joining the Union could be a slave state, and that's how long we've been fighting slavery. But you see, you've been raised and bred according to communist teachings, and the major teaching that you have been indoctrinated with is to believe that your country is always wrong, that your country is primitive, that your country is racist, that your country is nothing, and you should have no national pride. And that's been going on since the 40s. That's been going on since the communists infiltrated the State Department in 1941. That's been going on since the communists had cells in Los Alamos, spying on other communist cells who didn't know one from the other. We have been under the influence of communism as a matter of fact, Jimmy from Brooklyn will give you the name of a Civil War general who was a German general, advisor to Lincoln, who was a communist. That's how long this shit has been going on. But when I heard Mark tonight say the schools have been infiltrated, the courts have been infiltrated, the government has been infiltrated, certain agencies have been infiltrated, certain unions have been infiltrated, and then to use the word liberal, I'm a liberal. I like a liberal amount of sugar in my coffee. I like a liberal amount of kisses on my lips. You have to be of the opposite sex. Yes, I don't go for this weird stuff. But anyway. And he calls them liberals. They're not liberals. America is afraid to say the word communist. You know why they're afraid to say the word communist? Because we're all brainwashed. And I'm going to prove it to you tonight. You have no idea how many freedoms you have lost since the time of Lincoln. You have no idea how many freedoms you have lost. You've lost your freedom of religion. You've lost your freedom of speech. It is really sad. So I'm going to break for a tune. When we come back, I'm going to read you one of Lincoln's speeches to give you an idea of how far down the sewer we have been dumped. Hang in there. Somebody sent me a picture of a Confederate flag, and across the flag was written, Confederate Lives Matter. And it's true. Those who divide us will destroy us, and those who take your guns away intend to kill you. When I see that rebel flag, I see it as the opposition to the American flag. And I see veterans on both sides who gave their lives for what they believed in. And I have the utmost respect for that Confederate flag. I do not see it as the flag of slavery. I see it as a flag of Southern pride and a Southern brotherhood. And they lost, we won. They were outnumbered 3-1. But I'm going to read you something from Abe Lincoln tonight and give you an idea of what war is not about. Okay, so I'm going to play this tune. I'm dedicating this to all veterans who serve God and country.
Virgil Caine is my name, and I drove on the Denver train. The Stonewall's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were wife in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind them chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good, just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best. Night they drove old Dixie down, and all
the blood below my feet. You can't raise a cane back up when it's in defeat. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went
You know, a moment of silence is a muzzle on Christians. Did you know that? What that moment of silence is shut the F up. We don't want to hear your prayers. So, you remember that. A moment of silence is a muzzle. When it's time to pray for your brothers and sisters, and with your brothers and sisters, you let God hear it. And you know there's a war on religion in this country, and it's communist-led. The only ones who have a complaint against religion are atheists, and all communists are atheists, and all atheists are communists. This is one of Lincoln's speeches, and wait till you hear this. I want to show you how much we've lost as a country. Every day we lose another freedom. And there are generations being born into less freedom than the generation before. And you don't miss what you never had. Proclamation of a National Fast Day, August 12, 1861. Any illusions about a brief and painless war having been effectively shattered by the astonishing defeat of the Grand Army at Bull Run on July the 21st. The feeling gradually took hold in Washington that the war and its casualties were real. On that day, people came from Washington and set up picnic baskets and sat on the grounds nearby to watch the Union Army defeat the Confederate Army. And it was more a social event than it was a battle, initially. The casualties were real. The few hundred so far killed and a few thousand so far wounded were just the beginning. In that atmosphere of increasing seriousness and considerable alarm, Lincoln issued this proclamation of a national fast day to be held in late September. You remember that day? Do you remember that national fast day? You don't even know. The words under God. They all sat there waiting for the fireworks to begin. They were all men and ladies in their coaches and dressed in their finest. And all of a sudden, all hell broke loose, and they were being trampled by retreating troops. And then it was helter-skelter all the way back to Washington, D.C. By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Whereas a joint committee of both houses of Congress has waited on the President of the United States and requested him to recommend a day of public humiliation, prayer, and fasting to be observed by the people of the United States with religious solemnities and the offering of fervent supplications to Almighty God for the safety and welfare of these states, his blessings on their arms, and a speedy restoration of peace. And whereas it is fit and becoming in all people at all times to acknowledge and revere the supreme government of God, to bow in humble submission to his chastisements, to confess and deplore their sins and transgressions, in the full conviction that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and to pray with all fervency and contrition for the pardon of their past offenses, and for the blessing upon their present and prospective action. And whereas, when our own beloved country, once by the blessing of God, united, prosperous, and happy, is now afflicted with faction and civil war, which may come again, it is peculiarly fit for us to recognize the hand of God in this terrible visitation, and in sorrowful remembrance of our own faults and crimes as a nation, and as individuals, to humble ourselves before Him and to pray for His mercy, to pray that we may be spared further punishment, though most justly deserved, that our arms may be blessed and made effectual for the reestablishment of law, order, and peace throughout the wide extent of our country, and that the inestimable boon of civil and religious liberty earned under His guidance and blessing by the labors and sufferings of our fathers may be restored in all its original excellence. Therefore I, Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, do appoint the last Thursday in September next as a day of humiliation, prayer, and fasting for all the people of the nation. And I do earnestly recommend to all the people, and is ready for this, and especially to all ministers and teachers of religion of all denominations, and to all heads of families, to observe and keep that day according to their several creeds and modes of worship, in all humility and with all religious solemnity, to the end that the united prayer of the nation may ascend to the throne of grace and bring down plentiful blessings upon our country. In testimony whereof I have set my hand and caused the seal of the United States to be affixed this 12th day of August, A.D. Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, 1861, and in the independence of the United States of America. Abraham Lincoln, President, William Seward, Secretary of State. That's how much religion they had in 1861. What do we got today? Churches closing? It is really sad. It is absolutely sad. Let's say a little prayer together. Let's say a prayer that Americans wake up to the fact that they're being divided by a power that wants to rule them. Let us say a prayer for all the GIs. For the Fort Leavenworth 10 who are rotting in jail under PC crimes. Their only crime was that they fought back on the battlefield, and they won. And now they're being punished for it. 10 families have been sentenced to 20 years in prison. 10 families have been sentenced to a life of poverty and shame. And no one speaks about the injustice that was laid upon them and their souls. Nobody is calling for a reopening of the hearings. You got to check out the Fort Leavenworth 10 and read their stories. And then you'll know why Obama wants to destroy the military. Obama and George Soros and the Communist Party, which used to be the Democrat Party, and the Rhino Party, which used to be a Republican Party. It's only one party now. And they accuse Trump of building a third party. No, he's not. He's building a second party because we only have one party. They just rotate who's going to play good guy and bad guy. There's only a handful of Republicans left. The glue that's trying to keep things together. All the rest are yes men and windsock observers. Windsock voters. So, I dedicate this to all the GIs who are serving because, man, you're under fire and you're being stabbed in the back at the same time. And we got too many chiefs and not enough Indians. And the chiefs don't know what they're doing. Trump is right. And that's why he's a threat. That's why he's a threat. Because he's going to wake up the country. 24 million, I got a wake-up call the other day. And Fox betrayed Trump. And Fox is no longer fair and impartial. Fox is one level ahead of CNN. It is really sad. Let's say a prayer for all who are suffering. And let's say a prayer for the 2,400 Americans who died in Afghanistan under Obama and were classified as NATO troops to be identified later. Let us say a prayer for the 10,000 wounded in Afghanistan under Obama who got no recognition and can't even get an appointment in a VA hospital. Let's say a prayer for Tom Collins, who had x-rays in an American hospital in New Jersey the other day because he got tired of waiting at the VA. And he's on his 36th operation, and he just had his kidney removed. And he's an IED victim. And let's say a prayer that somebody in their garage develops an IED, a locator and pre-detonator, because they had $50 billion for a health care plan that didn't work, but they don't have $1 for an IED pre-detonator for a guy that will need health care because his legs got blown off. 14 years we're into this war, and we still don't have an IED pre-detonator. You couldn't do that to the greatest generation. In weeks, they would have had the problem solved. But nobody wants to solve this problem because the goal is dead Americans never to be recognized and to be classified as NATO troops. So nobody knows that Obama has lost the war deliberately. And they're all talking about Iraq was a big mistake. Might have been a big mistake, but Bush won the war in Iraq, and when he left, it was stable, for better or for worse. And now, as soon as Obama took over, he handed it over to the Iranians, along with five Taliban province chiefs that he swapped for Bo Birdcall, a communist. We got communists throughout the land, folks. And nobody will admit it. They're in the unions, they're in the schools, they're in the colleges. They're brainwashing your children. When a 3-year-old boy comes home from school with a girl's coloring book, and he's told he's got to color the dress and the bathing suit and the pocketbook, you know there is a master plan, and you are part of it, and you are going to suffer the consequences. And all you helicopter moms out there, I feel so sorry for you. I know every minute of the day you are like an eagle watching over your child to make sure no harm befalls them. And just when they turn 18, they're going to be sent to war, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. Unless you put the right people in office now and you make our country stronger than it ever was before, then you can protect your child for a lifetime. And if he has to go to war, or she has to go to war, at least he'll be going with the best and biggest army in the world, the biggest military in the world, the hardest hitting. In World War I, the Germans were on the outskirts of Paris, and you know when the draft began? That very day. And they took people out of nightclubs, and they put them in taxi cabs and sent them to the front. And that was their basic training, in spats, in suits. They were cannon fodder to buy time. You don't want your little helicopter baby to be cannon fodder. So, I know you're busy, and I know that when you see what's the horrors of what's going on in the Middle East and the Christians being murdered while Obama says nothing, when it comes down to it, I'm with the Muslims. Yeah. Okay. And so was his party. His party of death. And don't buy Chuck Schumer's change of heart. Chuck Schumer has no heart. He is taking a calculated risk, and he doesn't want to alienate his voter base, but he won't raise one finger to help Israel. He will look like it, and he'll say all the words that you want to hear, but he is a party apparatchik, and it's party over country. And this is the party that votes to burn the flag, voted God off the party platform at the last convention, votes to kill kids, votes to legalize dope for new tax revenue. This is the party that does not care about America. And if they don't care about America, they don't care about you. When Hillary Clinton can take bribes from foreign governments, disguised as contributions to a charitable organization, how stupid are you to buy that crap? Huh? Have you never seen a payoff before? Come on. Okay. So having said that, I'm going to pay a tribute and dedicate a song to all Americans who tonight are under fire, but they don't realize it yet. And it, just remember, 9-1-1 was the greatest military defeat in the history of the United States, greater than Pearl Harbor. And even the Japanese, as vicious as they were, attacked military installations. They didn't attack mothers with unborn children. They didn't attack civilians and trap them in a burning building. That war began in 1993, and I call the WTC, the Clinton Towers, because the Clintons were kicking the can down the road and George Bush got caught holding the bag. And the difference between Bush, by the way, Bush lost, you know how many Americans Bush lost in Afghanistan? 461. Obama has lost, it has to be 3,000 by now. He lost 461. And you think about that. And Obama is giving nukes to Iran for what purpose? To kill the Jews. And the saddest person that's walking the streets of America is a Jewish guy that doesn't believe that's what Obama is doing. That's got to be the saddest guy in the world. So hang in there and I'll give you a tune.
And there proclaim forgot how great thou art. Then sings my soul.
Welcome back to the Spirit of America party. I just want to touch on the fiasco that took place Thursday night when the rhinos tried to stomp a Trump into the ground. Fox blew a great opportunity to pick up 20 million viewers. O'Reilly is on vacation. Did he see the writing on the wall and didn't want to be around? I don't blame him. Fox is lucky Trump came back. I never saw such a stupid call by a network. On the night that Trump brings in 24 million viewers, they choose to pull the Joy Behar Kelly hit on the number one candidate. Once you see her appearance, there's a link going around that you may run across. And she was on the Howard Stern show. Once you see her appearance on the dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking Howard Stern show, talking about her breast size, you know, when you go on that show, it's all dirty talk. You know that, right? You know that. So he got talking about her breast size and her husband's size. And you could see that's a bad judgment call. And now we're expected to believe that she's at the top of her game. And she might have been at the top of her game, but no more. Kelly destroyed Fox's image for good. All the years that Fox spent building their fair and impartial network was blown in 3 minutes. The behind-the-scenes schmucks who allowed her to pull such a second-rate stunt automatically turned Fox into a second-rate network. I was 100%. There's nobody more Fox loyal than me. And now I lean towards AON because now I know that Fox is as full of it as the others, and they have an agenda. Plus a 10-day boycott that I'm participating in. And I just finished day one. The entire network was coached to get Trump 60 days before the debate. I saw it coming. I saw him leading up to it. Little thing, even the weather person. No, Donald Trump is no good. Everybody that was on Fox, they're all on the same wavelength. Get Trump. If you go back and look at some of their shows, you'll see little faux pas, you know, little jokes, little inside digs. And I turned on, what's his name, Anus in the Morning. And they had a woman on, and they're all laughing. They're talking about that Trump has breasts, you know. And this is what's going on. This is the Fox News Network. The entire network was coached to get Trump 60 days before the debate. How stupid to self-destruct. Fox will never recover from this faux pas. They're down in the gutter with the rest of them now. Just one more news media you can't trust. I can't look at the hosts in the same light anymore. I had a lot of respect for the Fox lineup. I feel that I have been had by a bunch of phonies. Et tu, Eric Bolling. Unbelievable.
Never, never will I ever trust Fox again. Let's see if we can give you a tune. Reading the report, and was a survey. It says Iran won the negotiations. Iran won the negotiations. There were no negotiations. It was a giveaway by the FDUSA, a Shiite administration. Obama even screwed the Sunnis. His first gift to his allies was the five Taliban commanders as a gesture of servitude. All we got was another commie, Bo Birdcall. Whenever an enemy of the USA is in financial trouble, you will find Obama and his Communist Party bailing them out from Cuba to Tehran. When he is not paying for American babies by the head, he is burning the flag, he and his party. And they are in lockstep, man. There's no deviation from the party line. So, whether he's paying for babies with your tax money by the head, or he's burning the American flag, 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag. It was the Flag Desecration Act, and they stopped it from being passed. 40 was Democrats and 8 were Republicans. And one of the rhinos was Mitch McConnell. I call him Match McConnell. And that's how long Match McConnell has been effing the American people. So, and they also kicked God out on the party platform at the last convention. They rigged a vote and the vote was get rid of God. And they called for the vote one time, and the cries were get rid of God. They called for it a second time, and the cries were get rid of God. The majority shouted. And the third time, the mayor of Los Angeles, who was the moderator, he had to lie and say, nays have it. The nays didn't have it. The ayes had it. And the ayes shouted, get rid of God. And when he said the nays have it, they shouted, oh, no, they don't. Unbelievable. So they got rid of God. And now they're legalizing dope because they need the tax money to buy votes. All that money goes to buy votes, folks. Doesn't go to anything else. So, where am I here? If there's a communist party in trouble anywhere in the world, Obama will bail them out, from Cuba to Tehran. When he is not paying for American babies by the head, he's burning the flag or kicking God out of the Demo Combo Party. Imagine the shame of the American people after 7 years to realize they have elected their worst enemy, who did the most damage. He has turned over the entire Middle East to the Soviet Union. And not only that, he's cleaning out the Gitmo so that the Soviet fleet can anchor in an American naval base and look 60 miles forward. And don't think those Soviet ships and Russian ships and Iranian warships won't come in with nukes on them. And we'll be talking about, they violated the Monroe Doctrine. No, they didn't. You did. Because you didn't stop them in the first place. He has turned over the Middle East to the Soviet Union. They've put down the Shah of Iran with the help of Jimmy Carter. The communists in France protected and partnered with the Ayatollah Khomeini. He was their guest for years. And forget about 8 years to get a nuke. All of a sudden, they were a month away, and now they're 8 years away. Give me a break. Give me a break. You'll know when Iran has a nuke. You know how you'll know? Because Israeli warplanes will nuke all of those sites. They don't have to dig deep. All they got to do is carpet bomb radioactive isotopes that will take 100 years to dissipate. They'll turn all of those nuke sites into another Chernobyl. And don't think the Israelis ain't going to do it, because you know why? They have one big incentive. If they don't do it, they're all going to die. So having said that, I'll give you the rest of the story here. I just had to wave goodbye to somebody. And the communist goal, let me go back. Obama is setting up land sites in Iran to shoot down Israeli planes. A year ago, using American intelligence, he warned the Iranians that Israel had made arrangements for their bombers to refuel in Azerbaijan. The communist goal is to prevent Israel from deep bombing the nuclear. But they don't have to. All they have to do is fertilize those sites with radioactivity like Chernobyl. No one goes in. No one comes out. Obama is destroying America to make our defenses useless. Soon the Soviet, Chinese, and Iranian navies will be in Gitmo. He should be impeached, and the charge should be murder one. There is no such thing as a Democrat, and the title now is communist, and the rhinos are the same children. There is only one party in the country. Trump must build a second party. Having said that, we'll give you a tune. Flamingos.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Do-ba-do-ba. are the stars out tonight. Come on, come on. Come on. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am I for you. The moon may be behind, but I can't see a thing in the sky.
Come on, come on. yep, work, boom, mum, 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 bo, 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 dum, num, num, bum, mum, 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 heartache. Dim, 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 dim. 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 Dim, 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 yep, work, boom, mum, 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 bo, 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 dum, num, num, bum, mum, 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 heartache. You know that my love for you meant only heartache. I can't believe that your love was just a burning memory.
We're going to close with this tune. We're going to dedicate it to the families of the Fort Leavenworth 10 who have been sentenced to 20 years of poverty and shame. And their only crime was loving their husband. And we're going to also dedicate this to every GI that's sitting in the Hindu Kush as the Taliban gets stronger and Obama does nothing. And now they are occupying the high passes and exit routes out of Afghanistan into Pakistan. And they dream of the day when Obama does a Mogadishu mile. And they'll be in a position to raise that casualty count. We're in trouble. We got a president that hates this country, and he intends to destroy it. And he's getting a lot of support from his party of death. So tonight, and all those guys that are sitting up there in the Hindu Kush on some godforsaken piece of land, dreaming of just being home with the ones they love, God bless you and keep you safe.